Okay, this is Antonio with PeoplePowerFarm.com. I am in North Carolina, Wilmington. Now, what you're about to hear is something that I did not realize that was going on in this part of the world. Now, we're going to have two gentlemen here going to talk about the truth and about what's going on. And here we go.
So our group is Anonymous with the Voiceless. We're a grassroots network that brings the truth to the streets of what is happening to the animals in this moment. Billions are being slaughtered for no reason besides taste, habit, convenience, and tradition, which does not justify the Holocaust that's going on to them, their entire lives being stolen from them, them not being able to see the sunlight for their entire lives until they're being shipped off to slaughter. And we think there's a different way that people can live without having to exploit animals. It's called veganism. And what we strive to do is not purchase any products that come from animals, because once you start purchasing animals, they no longer are individuals, they are objects. And when animals are turned into objects, they have no rights. And when you have no rights, people can abuse them and do whatever they want, which is what is happening right now. The reproductive systems, their entire lives are taken over and hijacked, and for that they are ultimately killed. And we cannot stand for that, and we need to bring it to the streets and show people exactly what's going on with them, have meaningful conversations with people, compassionate people that want to change, because most people are against animal cruelty. They just need to see it. And when they see it and we have conversations with them, we can have meaningful actions and they can change their habits, and hopefully the demand will change and these harmful practices can stop.
How about you? So what do you have to say about this?
Tar Heel, North Carolina is the largest slaughterhouse on earth. It's an hour and a half up the road, and they kill anywhere from 32,000 to 50,000 pigs a day. And it's responsible for so much mistreatment of human lives, whether it be factory workers, prison workers, which they employ on the cheap, or the lives that are near the concentrated animal feed operations, where they have so much feces and urine that it affects the quality of life, giving people diseases.
Okay.
They just had a huge lawsuit.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, Smithfield just made a new law where they're not held culpable to pollution anymore. So we cannot sue them anymore.
Wow.
So if they mess something up and, like, just destroy the river, we can't sue them, we can't touch them. And the people need to see this and actually do something about it. Contact their congressmen.
And that's what people need to do. They really need to get in touch with Congress and wake up. Because, you know, it's really sad because, you know, we have some good farmers and then we have the bad farmers. And we have, you know, places that are doing well, but then it never takes the place of something like this. And I just, me walking through here, and I'm just new to the town and just visiting, it's been something
and
to really talk about.
What you said was very important. Sometimes people think that there's compassionate and humane way to do this. There is not. The word humane means compassionate or benevolent. There's nothing compassionate or benevolent about killing somebody, slitting their throat, and taking their entire lives. Even if they had a good life, you could say that it's more cruel because they trusted the humans and they wanted to live. And at the end of the day, they were sent to a slaughterhouse that all the other animals are sent to, and ultimately they have a violent death. And it doesn't have to be this way. It's not needed. We can live perfectly healthy lives without doing it, and it can be argued that you can be healthier. So the onus is on the consumers, and that's where we come into play, where we try to talk to people and let them know what's going on, know where their food's coming from, and when they know where this food's coming from, they would be horrified.
Where can they reach you as far as getting information if they want to?
Okay, so I have this card here. I'll share it with you. Our group is Anonymous with the Voiceless, and we have a vegan 22-day challenge for anybody that wants to try veganism. They can try a 22-day challenge. Okay. It's a free Facebook group. They have mentors that have been vegan for 20-some-odd years. They tell you everything you need to get to make delicious food. They have nutritionalists to tell you what kind of nutrients you need if you have any allergies or special diets, and they just help you along the way, and you try for 22 days. It's just 22 days. If you love it, you keep it. If not, it was only 22 days, and it's a great thing.
All right, you heard it from PeoplePowerFarm.com in North Carolina, Wilmington, and I'll be back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.